This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Well, part of the wonderful story of Easter is Good Friday. And I wonder if you've ever asked yourself, why is it called Good Friday? Well, Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion, clearly showed the terrible suffering and agony that Jesus endured on a wooden cross. Good Friday, it certainly is the darkest day of all history. And we think of the brutality of that crucifixion. And if you saw the movie, you'd understand what I mean. How could such torture be done to anyone, let alone Jesus? Here was Jesus, the Son of God. I was really interested in a comment that I read from the singer-songwriter Billy Joel. This was back in November 2010 in a television interview. And Billy Joel said he doesn't believe in a God. And he said he's an atheist. This is what he said. I wasn't raised a Catholic, but I used to go to Mass with my friends and I viewed the whole business with a lot of scepticism. There's a guy nailed to a cross, dripping blood, and everybody's blaming themselves for that man's torment. And I said to myself, forget it. I had no hand in that evil. I had no original sin. There's no blood of any sacred martyr on my hands. I pass on all of this. So that was attributed to Billy Joel. It's an intriguing statement. He couldn't handle the idea of Jesus' death and how it had any connection to him. And I wonder how many other people think like this. The Bible actually tells me of God's great act of sacrificial love at Easter. He allowed Jesus, the Son of God, to be a sacrifice for you and me. And he took our sin on the cross. And we cannot really say it doesn't affect us. It really does have a direct connection with you and me. Another popular singer, Bono, was quoted as saying, I love the idea of the sacrificial lamb. He said, I love the idea that God says, let's face it, you're not living a very good life, are you? There are consequences to actions. There's another comment thinking about the death of Jesus Christ. Well, a father and son worked for many months to build a toy sailboat. Every night when he came home from work, the man and the boy would disappear into the garage for hours. It was a labour of love, love for each other. And the wooden hull was painted bright red with gleaming white sails. And when they'd finished, they travelled to a lake for the boat's trial run. And before launching it, the father tied a string to its stern to keep it from sailing too far away. So this little boat performed beautifully. But before long, a motorboat crossed the lake and actually cut the string. And this sailboat drifted out of sight on this huge lake. Father and the son, they wept over this loss of this beautiful boat. A few weeks later, as the boy was walking home from school, he walked past his favourite toy store and he was amazed to see his toy sailboat in the window. And he ran inside to claim the boat, telling the storekeeper about this experience that happened on the lake. And the store owner explained he'd found the boat while he was on a fishing trip. He said, you may be its maker, but I'm a finder. As the finder, I'm its legal owner. But he said, don't worry, son, you can have it back for $50. Well, the little boy was stunned at how much it would cost to regain his boat. But it was a precious thing to him, so he set about earning the money to buy it back. And months of hard work went by, and he eventually walked back into the store and handed the owner $50 in exchange for the sailboat. It was the happiest day of his life. And as he left the store, he held the boat up to the sunlight and this beautiful colours. He said to the boat, I made you, but I lost you. Now, at great sacrifice, I have brought you back. That makes you twice mine, and twice mine is mine forever. What a really quaint way of describing something that happened. And do you know that on Good Friday, God says to us, I made you, but I lost you. Now, at great sacrifice, I've brought you back. That makes you twice mine, and twice mine is mine forever. In other words, what I'm saying is that God has made us, and on the cross he brought us back from sin and all the things that are involved. We thank you, Lord, for Good Friday. We thank you that our Father God didn't abandon Jesus on the cross. So, Lord, just bless us at this Easter with our precious memories of Easter. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.